Good afternoon, NPPF members. Afternoon audio boo here. Got a couple of updates on things. This one's a little late today. We had our usual Wednesday morning coffee and photography meetup at Bay Coast Coffee. Had a great turnout, had about 25 members. And one of the topics this morning is, I'm going to spread this out to everybody. One of the questions asked was about copyrights and trademarks and photographing buildings and photographing people on the street and everything. And there seemed to be a lot of interest. This one question brought up a lot of additional questions, but all related to copyrights and trademarks. So a couple things I've done to update the members where they can read more about it, and links to a couple of good sites. One of them is a blog that's done pretty much on a daily basis by a woman named Carolyn E. Wright, and her website is www.photoattorney.com. And Caroline is, her blog, of course, is called Photo Attorney. She's been blogging on legal issues for photographers mostly, but artists in general, for a number of years. She's got a great little blog going. She brings up current events, and then she's got current hot topics that you can research. She's also got an Amazon link to some additional reading, some books not only that she's written, but other good business guides for small business on taxes and you know, issues with copyright, things like that. So that's something I would check out, and I've also added it to our all top RSS aggregator. So if you're familiar with the AllTop, which we link to on all the sites, that's a good way that you can keep up with Photo Attorney on a daily basis. Another update I want to talk about is Adobe, a couple years back, started a website called Adobe Labs, and that address is http://labs.adobe.com, and that takes you to the main page. And at Adobe Labs is where you can download updates that are in a beta version. They're not the final releases. So if you've bought a new camera recently, this is where you'll get the first chance at Adobe Camera Raw that will open the raw files from your camera and things like that. And lo and behold, August 19th, today, Adobe has released in beta form on their Adobe Labs site Camera Raw 5.5. And they give you a little update. You can download it both for Mac and Windows. There's an update to the DNG converter. But basically, they have added support for four new models, and among them are the recently announced released Nikon D300S, the Nikon D3000, the new Olympus, the pen camera, the Olympus EP1, and lastly Panasonic DMC FZ35. So prior to this, the raw files that those cameras produced could not be opened in Adobe Photoshop, in the Adobe Camera Raw converter. You had to do a roundabout, you know, converting them into something else or using the softwares or the manufacturer software to open up the raw file. And then you're working on a TIFF or something that you'd save as. So now you've got direct opening capabilities from within Adobe Camera Raw. So if you've got one of those four cameras, good news. For the rest of you, you might just want to wait until the beta is complete and it's a, you know, a gold release, gold standard, and you're ready to go. The last thing I'm going to talk about is a couple of our upcoming events this this weekend. We've got our portrait workshops on Saturday, but Sunday we've got a big event. It's we're headed over to Hillsborough County to go to Lettuce Lake. And we're meeting at Lettuce Lake at 8 a.m. If you want a carpool, it's 7 a.m. at the Golden Meyer Kent Jewish Center on Virginia Avenue. So I hope to see everyone there. I just looked at the RSVPs. We're up about 20 people. I'll have some nice bottles of cold ice water, and I hope to see all the NPPF members bright and early Sunday morning. Thanks, and have a great evening.